Well, join us as the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce gets into the spirit of the season. Their tree lighting coming up, along with the holiday parade through the streets of Saline, Michigan, and a chance for you to win groceries. As we welcome in today Molly Coy, she is the vice chair of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. She's also regional manager of DTE, and she is chair of the Community Events Committee for the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. This is always such a lovely time of year, but I think Saline really makes it so, Molly.
Absolutely, Lucianne. You can feel the spirit in the community, and everybody's getting excited for the holiday parade.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. We'll tell everyone about it in just a moment, but we have a very special guest to introduce everyone to. We have a brand new executive director at our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to Michelle Dugan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Lucianne. Thanks for having us today.
It's so wonderful to see you. You have now taken on the role of executive director at the chamber. You hail from Monroe, Michigan. Tell us a little bit about your background, Michelle.
So I'm a chamber exec. This is my fourth chamber of commerce. I spent 26 years in Monroe most recently. So really looking forward to having an impact in Saline, working with our businesses to promote them, as well as the work that the chamber does.
How does the Saline community contrast to the other communities that you have been with as a chamber head?
So in my opinion, Saline is an amazing community. The sense of community, I don't want to keep using that word, but the feeling that people belong and want to belong there, and the community pride has been very impressive. I basically did not think I was going to do another Chamber of Commerce because of the whole community issue. But when this was presented to me, I actually changed my mind because of Saline and the community that you are, and the opportunity for us to impact businesses in the six municipalities that we serve.
And now you have to say, not you are, but we are. Right?
Exactly.
And you're running into this full speed because you've got these big events that are coming up now. So it's a great way, I guess, to meet the community and meet the businesses that are members of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, that's another thing. Molly, these businesses have been so supportive of
Absolutely.
The chamber, its activities, and these community events. And I'm always awestruck by that. I think it's really special how businesses step up, particularly just coming out of the pandemic now and COVID, and still being able to support these kinds of activities.
Absolutely, Lucianne. You know, we just have a wonderful Saline community, and the businesses really step up to support and provide wonderful programming in the community. And we're so fortunate to have Michelle with us, and she literally is hitting the ground running, jumping into some major events for the year. And so speaking of area businesses, we've got our Saline tree lighting coming up, which will happen on Wednesday, November 29th. One of our area businesses, Key Bank, is opening its doors for hot cocoa and cookies. That night, we hope to kick off our tree lighting at 6 o'clock, and we'll have our mayor, Brian Marl, with us to give remarks to the community. And then we have the Saline High School 10 Tones Choir. Sarah Price is the director of that choir, and the students are going to perform. We have children from Bemis Farms that have put together beautiful handmade ornaments. They're going to decorate the tree. And then our own Miss Saline 2022, Sophia Bowman, is going to help us flip the official switch on the tree. And so we'll get everything lit up and ready to go so that we're all ready and set for the holiday parade. So
that's right in the heart of downtown Saline, right?
Right at the Four Corners. Absolutely.
All right. Just off Michigan Ave.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday, November 29th.
Not Wednesday, Tuesday.
Tuesday, November 29th. Okay,
yeah.
At 6 p.m.
6 o'clock.
All right, and yep. Right in front of Key Bank. Everyone invited to see that. It's always fun when they flip on the lights for that. And then the 47th Annual Saline Holiday Parade is coming up on Saturday, December 3rd at 5:30 p.m. And Michelle, this isn't your first parade, is it? You've done these before.
It is not. I'm happy to observe and to be as helpful as I can this year, but it looks like it's in great hands with Molly's lead. And we have several volunteers that are so passionate, that are so committed and involved, that in some ways it makes it easy for me to not have to do everything. I'm happy to support, and I'm certainly working with the businesses. Our sponsors, we have some amazing sponsors, too many to mention, but our presenting sponsor is none other than DTE Energy. Thanks, Molly. We also
Our pleasure.
Yeah. EHM Senior Solutions is the Afterglow sponsor, so you can hang out after the parade for a little bit and enjoy the camaraderie. A&H Lawn is a platinum sponsor. And then just a couple others that are really significant behind this: Bank of America, Stiper and Breast Orthodontics, and KeyBank.
Oh, bless all of them. That is just marvelous. And
there's a laundry list of sponsors, Lucy. But those are the main ones.
I don't know if you know this yet, Michelle, but A&H Lawn Service, they are the ones who are responsible for the beautiful median there along downtown, right in the middle of Michigan Avenue. They took it upon themselves to plant everything. They've done this for the last few years and work out a watering system in there. They take care of it. And they've done this just from the goodness of, as they say, you know, love where you live. And that's kind of their motto. So it's really nice to see. And Molly, Molly, thank you. DTE Energy also sponsoring our presenting sponsor for our big Christmas show coming up on December 10th at Briarwood Mall that will be heard here on 1290 WLBY. So again, these businesses really need to be saluted for their community involvement because communities depend on this. This is how you bring everyone together to have this common goal and a way for us to celebrate and not just the season, but really celebrate each other, Molly.
Absolutely, Lucy Ann. You know, we're so pleased. You know, part of what DTE tries to do is be a force for good in the communities that we serve. And so, you know, we're so excited to support this parade along with a number of other community parades throughout Washtenaw and you know, everything from Dexter, Milan, Kindle Fest in Ann Arbor to our own, you know, my hometown, right, Saline as well. So super excited about that. This year's parade theme is Christmas Around the World. Our president, Lisa, that you know real well, Lisa Bozy, selected that theme. And so we're super excited about that. Our honorary grand marshals this year are the Saline Tourlettes. Aww. And I know, Lucy Ann, you're familiar with them. Their world's team actually went to the Netherlands this year and brought home the silver.
Incredible.
So that was pretty exciting. So we get to salute one of our own hometown teams. And we have a variety of entertainment in store, hometown entertainment, the Saline High School Marching Band, dance teams, the Saline Dance Alliance, of course, with their reindeer kick line from the Nutcracker. So that's really exciting as well. Stilt walkers, the hot air balloon, literally like 80 different entries. So it should be super exciting. And then, of course, you know, we have culminating with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And directly following the parade this year, Rock, Paper, Scissors, one of our local stores that is a toy store in Saline, is going to host Santa and Wishes for Children.
Oh.
So the kids will be able to come right in and get their wishes heard. And we've got goodie bags and you can do some shopping on the spot.
Wow, you guys have thought of everything. Again, this is the 47th Annual Saline Holiday Parade coming up on Saturday, December 3rd at 5:30 in the evening. And what's really great about this, being an evening parade, it's a lighted parade, and all of the floats that go by, they do an incredible job, businesses and organizations who have these floats, and they have all these lights over them. You mentioned the hot air balloon guy. I mean, every time he stops right at the four corners there, and he makes that fire go up like that, my heart stops.
Crazy.
I mean, it is crazy. And likewise, at the four corners, the Dance Alliance will stop, and they do their kick performance there. I've emceed a lot of parades, been at a lot of parades, never seen a parade like the Saline parade, the Christmas
Beautiful.
Parade. Yeah, it really is lovely. And I do you know how many entries you have this year, Molly?
Oh, I think we're somewhere around 80 entries. We're still getting them in this week, right, Michelle?
Yes.
The deadline.
Thank you for mentioning that. We actually have a deadline this year, Thursday, November 17th, we need your parade entries by noon in order to get you in the lineup. And then if anyone isn't able to do that this year, we are going to allow them to come in until the 23rd, which is the day before Thanksgiving, but there will be a $100 late fee.
Okay.
So get them in early.
By this Thursday, the 17th, we've been messaging that, and we're stepping up the message on social media and on our chamber website as well. Want everyone to get in for free. So all by right. the 17th is perfect.
CelineChamber.org for more information about all of this. Again, CelineChamber.org. We're talking with the brand new executive director of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, Michelle Dugan, along with Molly Coy, who is vice chair of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce and chair of the Community Events Committee, putting on the big Christmas parade. And this is just a wonderful time of year, and we're so appreciative of everything that chambers like Celine do to make these communities so much fun. The annual tree lighting ceremony Tuesday, November 29th at 6 p.m. right in front of KeyBank, and the 47th annual Celine holiday parade Christmas around the world Saturday, December 3rd at 5:30 in the evening. We have not talked yet about the big grocery giveaway, which is a tradition also for the Celine Chamber. Tell us about this, Molly.
Yeah, absolutely. So so we've actually been selling tickets, and the tickets are $5 each, and we have staff. It's really a whole community coming together to sell tickets at Bush's, right? So yeah. $5 each, or 5 for $20, right, Michelle? And yeah. We have three different raffles we'll be pulling that day, $1,000, $500, and $250. You don't have to be present to win, but we'll be pulling those raffles the day of the parade. And it's been wonderful, right? Our civic clubs have participated. Our Monica Van Overmeer, as you may know, who's also one of our Celine Salutes Citizen of the Year, is actually in charge of the raffle, and she's just done a fantastic job. But, you know, great, great opportunity. And, of course, Bush's. What can you say about Bush's? They're just amazing. They open their doors. They support us and really make this raffle possible.
Oh, that is marvelous. So, again, tickets are $5, you said, Molly?
$5 each, and they're available at the chamber, right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, you can get them from any chamber board member. You can come into the chamber office, and you can go to Bush's Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And also on Saturday, we've been so fortunate because the Lions Club steps up and helps us sell on Saturday. We also, in addition to business owners selling the tickets in Bush's, we have National Honor Society students from Celine High School that are assisting. So it's a marriage between businesses and young adults that are going to be our business owners in the future. So,
you know, and that's another great thing about Celine. Celine does a marvelous job of incorporating the high school students into all these events and activities. And I love that the chamber does this. And of course, at Celine Salutes, you know, you always recognize the high schoolers as well. So really, it's a wonderful organization. Michelle, when you were applying for this job, what was it about just the chamber and what you heard about it that really drew you to this community?
So the fact that the board was so committed to moving their vision forward, they had recently done a session and locked into mission, vision, values, and pillars that are our guiding documents and principles and that, you know, what they believe. So they had a sense of who they were, where they wanted to go. And I felt that I would be a perfect fit to help implement that vision, mission, vision, values, understanding the chamber world, knowing how to work with businesses, and being so close by that it made it a very attractive opportunity for me.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here. I love your energy already, and we'll see you out at all these great events in Celine and beyond. And we're looking forward to resurrecting our Celine Chamber Report that we have every week on our show. People can hear it during this time slot, Wednesdays, and we'll be meeting a lot of those business owners and people that really make Celine as special as it is. Thank you so much to Michelle Dugan. She is Executive Director of the Celine Area Chamber of Commerce, Molly Coy, Regional Manager of DTE Energy, very supportive of these communities, and Vice Chair of the Celine Area Chamber of Commerce. And happy holidays, ladies.
Happy holidays, Lucy
Ann. They're here. Coming up, more on the Lucy Ann Lance Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.